We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, spending the hour talking with Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler. And I believe we have a phone call, so let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, I was calling to you about some space that's available downtown for your meeting halls, for your professional administration on the police department. And it's conveniently located right there between the courthouse and the municipal court. You know, the county already owns that Christian church. It has fully functioning bathrooms and meeting halls and separated rooms and large meeting hall and for your public meetings and showers and doors with locks on them and parking, and a wonderful opportunity for you to have your police administrative building right there in a convenient location before they tear it down. Thank you so much for your consideration.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for the call. Yeah, obviously that's a big story in the Riley County Commission right now. We'll yet to see what's going to happen with that building. Moving on, I want to talk to you a little bit, Director Butler, about your community advisory board. I don't think there's a lot of public knowledge about this. I know there's maybe more of a push to get information out there, but I know you do have a community advisory board, and I want to kind of talk about what their role is and what they've been up to lately.
Well, there's a lot of information about we call it the CAB here, Community Advisory Board, on our website, and if people want to learn more about how it is set up and who the members are, they can actually go on there and see their photographs and see their names. But we meet with them once a month. Myself, the assistant director, meet with them. They're open meetings. We've been starting to move the meetings out into the community. We had one in Ogden recently. The next one was actually scheduled for November 3rd, which is Election Day up in the city of Riley. We've decided that's probably not the best time to hold the next one, so we're trying to figure out what date would work best. But when we go to this, I talk with them about things that are going on in the police department, good things, things we're planning, sometimes not so good things, and it gives them, I give them a little bit more information sometimes than what is out in the public, because I want them to be aware if something becomes public, you know, at least our perspective on what happened or what we're doing. And they're free to weigh in. They can ask questions. They can make suggestions. I wouldn't say that their role is to go to the mat as an advocate for us, but oftentimes when they have a little bit more information about an incident or something that's occurred that may be controversial, they can be that person out in the community who's a citizen, a business owner, a taxpayer, and give a little more insight to people who might inquire about it, and give some balance to, you know, what people perceive. But it's a valuable component of the PD. It's a voluntary program for them to participate in. It's diverse. There's a rotating chair. Currently, it's Lewis Smith, who is the chair. It's going to rotate after the first of the year. But I think it's I think it's a good organization, and I'm happy to have them in this role for us. I think it gives us another set of eyes and ears about what the community is concerned about.
Anyone can serve on that if they want to?
Well, yes, they can make application to serve. I believe all the seats are filled now. I'm not entirely sure about that. But yes, if they go on the website, they'll see information there about how to express interest in joining. And then when they do express interest, they're invited to a meeting and where we talk more about the role of the CAB members. And that way they have an opportunity to, you know, if they want find out that's not for them or they can't make the meetings, you know, they haven't lost a whole lot of time and energy. And then the CAB votes on whether or not to accept them as a member.
Gotcha. And have they ever, I would imagine they probably advocate for policy change every once in a while to the law board?
Not since I've been here, they haven't done that. When we have major changes or initiatives, I often share that with them in advance and receive input from them. I know the chair often goes to the monthly law board meetings just to give an update from the CAB's perspective. That wasn't occurring when I first came here, and it was something initiated by the current chair, Lewis Smith. And I think it's, again, a valuable input to the law board to know that this other group of citizens also is monitoring what we're doing and providing input and asking questions.
All right. It's a great tool, I think, for the community to have here. Some other things going on here with the police department. I know you guys recently upgraded your radio systems, and I know that because my scanner here at the station isn't working anymore. So you changed to an encrypted radio, which a lot of police departments, I understand, are switching to.
Yeah, the system we went to is in the federal world is called P25 compliant. And the main goal of this type of system is to make it easier for law enforcement, first responders, and other emergency management to communicate, especially during disasters or mutual aid situations. And so for those that know anything about radio signals or systems, we've gone from an analog signal or frequency, analog frequency, to a digital frequency. So an analog scanner does not pick up digital frequencies. One could buy a digital scanner, and then if they had the encryption information, they could listen in. But prior to my appointment, there was a decision made by the emergency services directors not to do that. They have fielded some complaints and concerns from people who can't monitor these channels anymore, these primary channels especially. So we have been having discussions about a way to make something available for primary police and fire communications. I don't want to speak too deeply for EMS, but EMS has concerns about patient information being broadcast over the air in terms of the type of physical condition or emergency with exact addresses and sometimes names. And it's a HIPAA issue, which I think any citizen who's familiar with that would appreciate why they're concerned about that information being broadcast. But police and fire on our primary channels, we really don't have a major objection to people being able to monitor that. So we're trying to figure out a way to make that available. So the work is continuing.
I've heard some agencies, not here, but out of state, have gone to maybe like a time delay, maybe like a 10-minute time delay. Would that maybe be an option here?
You know, it could be. I haven't been present when that's been discussed, but it could be. So, it's something that we've heard about, we're sensitive to, we're trying to figure out the best solution for everybody.
All right. I know there's a lot of interest in those for public information, so we'll just kind of continue to see what transpires. Obviously, it puts a little more pressure on your public information office, which I understand you have a new officer hired, and he's started rolling here, this week?
Yeah, he actually went really full-time alone about at the beginning of last week. His name is Aaron Wintermoat. Aaron is a Kansas native and a recent K-State graduate, and he joined us a couple of months ago, actually, and was working with our interim PIO, Rachel Pate. But he's doing a good job. He's learning his way around. He still gets some support from Rachel and from others. But we're very excited to have him on board. And I urge people to go on the website and see his picture and learn a little bit more about him.
All right. Very good. I got a pleasure to meet him the other day when that big gas leak was going on. So appreciate his help the other day with that. Well, Director, I've got nothing else for you. I hope you have a good weekend. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Just to thank you for the opportunity for me to connect with our citizens and your listeners on a more personal level. I don't take this for granted, and I appreciate it very much. I think it helps us foster and maintain a good relationship with everybody that we serve. So thank you very much. Wear your seatbelt, drive safely, and don't text and drive.
Very good. Good rules of advice from Director Dennis Butler from the Raleigh County Police Department. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
You too. All right, that's going to wrap up that segment. We will talk with Cheryl Arthur, who is a candidate for the 67th District in the House, right after this on KMAN.